ఆయుసుమ ఓసజ్ఞన సూత్త రీలింక్విష్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లైఫ్ ఫోర్స్. ఐ హ్యావ్ హర్డ్ దట్ ఆన్ వన్ ఒకేషన్ ద బ్లెసెడ్ వన్ నో స్టేయింగ్ నియర్ వేసాలి అట్ ద గబల్డ్ హోల్ ఇన్ ద గ్రేట్ ఫారెస్ట్. దెన్ ఎర్లీ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ హీ అడ్జస్టెడ్ హిస్ అండర్ రోబ్ అండ్ క్యారీన్ హిస్ వోల్ అండ్ రోబ్స్ వెన్ ఇన్ టు Vesali for alms. Then having gone for alms in the Vesali, after the meal, returning from his alms round, he addressed the Venerable Ananda, "Get a sitting cloth, Ananda. We will go to the Pavala shrine for days abiding." Responding, "As you say, Lord," to the Blessed One, Venerable Ananda followed alone behind the Blessed One, carrying the sitting cloth. Then the Blessed One went to the Pavala shrine and on arrival sat down on the seat laid out. Seated, the Blessed One addressed the Venerable Ananda, "Vesali is refreshing, Ananda. Refreshing too are the Udana shrine, Gotamukha shrine, Sattambar shrine, the Minisan shrine, the Sarananda shrine, the Pavala shrine. Anyone, Ananda, in whom the four bases of power are developed, pursued, given a means of transport, given a grounding, steadied, consolidated, and well undertaken, could, if he wanted, remain for an eon or the remainder of an eon in the Tathagata Ananda, the four bases of powers are developed, pursued, given a means of transport, given a grounding, steadied, consolidated, and well undertaken. He could, if he wanted, remain for an eon or the remainder of an eon. But Venerable Ananda, even the Blessed One, had given such a blatant sign, such a blatant hint, wasn't able to understand his meaning. He didn't request of him, "Lord, may the Blessed One remain for an eon. May the one well gone remain for an eon, for the benefit of the many, for the happiness of the many, out of sympathy for the world, for the welfare, benefit and happiness of human and divine beings." It was as if his mind was possessed by Mara, the evil one. The second time and the third time, Blessed One addressed the Venerable Ananda, "Vesali is refreshing. Ananda, refreshing too are the Udana shrine, Gotamukha shrine, Satamba shrine, the Menison shrine, the Sarananda shrine, the Pavala shrine. Anyone, Ananda, in whom the four bases of power are developed, pursued, given a means of transport, given a grounding, steadied, consolidated, and well undertaken, could, if he wanted, remain for an eon or the remainder of an eon in the Tathagata Ananda, the four bases of power are developed, pursued, given a means of transport, given a grounding, steadied, consolidated, and well undertaken. He could, if he wanted, remain for an eon or the remainder of an eon." But Venerable Ananda, even when Blessed One had given such a blatant sign for three times, he did not ask the Buddha to live for an eon. So to understand this one, let us go to these diagrams. First of all, we pay our gratitude to the great noble council of Akhanita Brahma Realm for giving us this Dhamma. So let us go to the second slide. Here we are talking about how to reach fourth jhana. So you know how to reach fourth jhana, that we have this diagram given over here, and you can see there is this rapture, first jhana rapture, second jhana rapture, then the pleasure and the equanimity, and the eightfold path is on the top, and then the horizontally you can see the seven factors of enlightenment in the diagram. So how do you go to reach the fourth jhana? First, here a monk aloof from the sensual pleasures, aloof from unskilled state of the mind, enter and abide in the first jhana concentration, which is rapturous, with the initial application and sustained application. So the initial application and sustained application here is the thought of renunciation, thought of non-malevolence, thought of non-harming. For that part, one would be contemplating that 32 parts of the body, hair of the body, nails, teeth and so on. So when you understand these things are disgusting things, then your mind become free from those things and then you have the rapture. So you are happy with the rapture. So you are in the first jhana concentration. But now you see, you have to pay the price. To have this rapture, you need to contemplate that here of the body, nails, teeth and so on. So now this person remember these things. When we say here, it is in the boat of this excrement and urine, so that he does not have to keep on repeating the hair of the body, nails, teeth and so on. So without initial application and sustained application, he would reach the second jhana concentration, which is rapturous. Now this rapture you feel from your body. So now this person see sort of a peril. If something you feel physically, then you might get attached to it. So then he would like to get away from this rapture. So fading away from rapture, he is going to the third jhana concentration with the pleasure he is living. So that is the pleasure that we have marked in the diagram over here. So there is this pleasure. Now we are saying it is pleasurable. But what is there in the world is the suffering nature, a pain. So now this person think, now that person is thinking, the actuality is suffering, it will come, this pleasure is temporary thing, it will fade away, it will go away, it will cease, and then the suffering will come. So then he gets the equanimity for that pleasure. So then you are going to the fourth jhana concentration, getting rid of from pain and pleasure, you go into the fourth jhana concentration. So that is this equanimity over here. So you can see from the Eightfold Path also, from the right view, you come to the right concentration, and right concentration you have the fourth jhana concentration here. So let us go into the third slide. That here in the third slide we are explaining the connection between these spiritual powers. So first you have this effort over here, and from the effort you get the concentration due to desire, chanda, and then from that one you get the concentration due to mind, and then you get the concentration due to investigation, and then there is this effort again marked over here. So when it comes to that effort level, it becomes a spiritual power. So how do you enter this diagram? That is, you are actually using dukkha patipada danda vinya, painful way with slow realization. Remember, we look at this loathsomeness in the food, loathsomeness in the body, and detachment from all the world, seeing impermanence in all formations, perception in death. When you do those meditations, then you come to the first jhana concentration. From the first jhana concentration, you have rapture, and from that one, you do this mindfulness regarding the body. There you understand, because of the existence, birth come to be. So you understand that dependent origination, a link in dependent origination. So there you reach to the first abiding, that is Dibba Vihara. There you understand that you have been living like a worm in a cow dung. And there is this Nibbana. So I don't have to live like a worm in a cow dung. So he get effort to get out of the this cow dung. So that is the effort mark over here. Number one, here a monk rouses his will, makes an effort, stirs up energy, exerts his mind, and strive to prevent the arising of unarisen, evil, unwholesome mental states. So what are unarisen, evil, unwholesome mental states? They are sensual thought, ill will thought, and the harming thought. So now you have entered this diagram. You are away from the cow dung, and then you can see the worm in the cow dung, having born there, subject to aging, sickness, and death. Birth, aging, sickness, and death. So you see the first noble truth. And then you understand this worm in cow dung cannot be cured. Whatever food that I give, whatever medicine I give, the worm in the cow dung is dying. So you come to determination for truth. Whatever is deceptive is false. Unbinding, the undeceptive is true. So then what is lasting is only the Nibbana. So then in desire for non-lasting consciousness will subside, and then desire for lasting Nibbana come to arise. That is this concentration due to desire, Chanda Samadhi. So when you come to the concentration due to desire, then if you are happy to give up sensual desire for this concentration due to desire, Chanda Samadhi, then you can come to this concentration due to mind, that is Chitta Samadhi. So we must have metta, loving kindness, to have this concentration due to mind. Remember this painful way with quick realization, you got to have the loving kindness, and there you can go into the concentration due to mind. So when you reach the concentration due to mind, now we are going to go to the concentration due to investigation over here. So it is like that that gatha, remember, merits grows in one gives. So excrement outside, that is the element of extension, it is not mine. So the internal one is not mine. Likewise, you come to this investigation, the concentration due to investigation. So I don't want greed, hate, and delusion here. And from that one, you are coming to this effort over here. This effort now is different to the first effort. Here you are saying, I don't want to have these volitional formations. I don't want to regard them as mine. So when you do that one, like in Potali Sutta, that means you are not seeking delight on those pleasurable forms. So if you are not doing that one, then you get this concentration due to desire is now becoming strong, and it becomes the spiritual power. So here we are talking about the spiritual power or iddhi. Now if you are in at that spiritual power level, then this concentration due to desire now become a spiritual power. Remember, earlier we were talking about forms. I don't want the forms. Now I leave up volitional formations. Now I don't want the volitional formations as well as the form. So there is this linking between volitional formations to your perceptions, and then from the perceptions are removed, then you can get rid of the form. So there are the connections also marked here, effort to mind and mind to effort over there as well. Now we have learned how to come to this concentration due to mind, and that the next slide explain how to go from mind to concentration due to mind to investigation. So let us go to slide number 4. So you can see there are certain connections marked over here. Ideas that associate with the hate are written. You know, from the hate you get the anger. From hate you get the hostility. If you have anger, then you get derogation. From the derogation, you get envy. Similarly, from the hostility, you get disparaging. From the disparaging, you get the stinginess. So, in order to maintain concentration due to mind, that is Chitta Samadhi, we should not have things that are closely connected to hate. If I concentrate cognizance upon getting rid of them, then I would be preventing myself from lying, harsh speech, slander, and frivolous talks. You can see that disparaging is a sort of a mental thing. You are separating your friend's friend, and then the slander is separating, you are verbalizing to separate. So those things should not be there. So if you do that one, when this takes place, I would reach this Vimansa Samadhi, that is concentration due to instigation. Why at this particular point the Noble Eightfold Path is active? Remember that diagram on the slide 2. In the Eightfold Path, you get right view, right thought, and then right speech, right action. So since I am actually not having this lying, harsh speech and so on, so the middle part will shrink, and therefore the right view, from the right view we reach right concentration over here. So equanimity is there. So the Eightfold Path is at that particular point, it is active. If you have concentration due to mind, then you understand this birth, and then we have aging. So birth to aging is sort of known. And then whatever false idea that we have, that it is not going to change, now you understand that it will change. So that's a value over here. And then let us go to the slide number 5. That is the mind fact. So far, we have been talking about how to come to this investigation. Now here, this slide number 5, we are saying how to go from this instigation to effort, that's a spiritual power. For that one, to explain how to reach that one, reach the spiritual power that possesses concentration due to effort, Viriyadipada, we need to learn a bit. So that is why we are actually looking at the mind factoring. So you can see when you put an input over here to a factory, then you get a product out of it. For example, in a tea factory, you feed something, tea leaves, and then they get dried up, and then you get a tea packets coming out at the other end of the factory. When you are feeding inputs, we cling to the output. For example, a person who is working in a tea factory, that person is thinking, our factory produce best teas in the world. So, in other words, we think at that time the product to be a good one. Sometimes that some people are teasing children that your school is not a good one, but they get angry. They saying that people who coming out of our school are very good people. They become engineers, doctors, and so on. So we always think the product is a good one. We do not think what produces suffering. Every feeling is of this nature, and we give a value to one feeling than the other. We always compare, two physical feelings. No, this one is better than the other one. And we compare physical feeling to a mental feeling. So let us go to next slide, slide number 6. So here you can see we have drawn a diagram over here. Between coveting and greed and feeling, the stinginess for gain is there. And then the stinginess is written just down the feeling. And then self-theory clinging is there on the top. And the factory product, chitta sanskara, mind formations are written. On the left side, there's 1.1 raga, that is lust, is written. And the birth is down there. In other words, what we are saying here, let us say we are pouring something here to the self-theory clinging, like water. That is a perception of permanency is coming there. You can see self-theory clinging is in the consciousness as nutriment path. So perception of permanency is there. So when, let us say, you are pouring some water to the self-theory clinging, so then it is going through this particular line and coming to the 1.1 raga, that is lust. This is coming from this Thayodhamma Sutta. And then what is actually happening is the birth over here. So we also have written down the characteristic of taint of existence, bhavasra, lakkhana, prarthana, aspiration, that is for good product. And then grantha, ties, the body tie of ill will, here via the stinginess for gain over here. Because of the stinginess of gain that we get this ill will. See, my grandfather, when he is going to eat, he is always grumpy. He is saying these people in the house can't cook. He was actually thinking earlier those food as sort of a gain, and now his taste buds are gone, but he has got this ill will. So we tie to those things. And then abhisankara kaya sankaranti, that is this volitional formations and the clinging to the product. So in other words, what we were talking about a little while ago, that you are pouring something from here as permanent to self-theory clinging, and what you end up with the birth. So that is what is written here in the next part of the diagram. From the self-theory clinging, we get the acquisition of individuality. So self-theory clinging to the acquisition of individuality. When you have acquisition of individuality, then we get the self-theory clinging again. So arrow goes both way. So here we have the birth. That is the best product we have made. You know, if you ask a mother what you have produced the best, then that person would be saying that my son, my daughter. But the son and daughter, they are actually made by themselves. The mother, although thinks she did this one, but the best product that the mother has done is that her own body, not the baby. So now here you can see there's this product on the other side, that is the chitta sanskara, mental formations. So this is what is happening. You know, we start with the small thing and then giving value to that one, then a bigger one will come to arise. Remember in the Anijasappaya Sutta, imperturbable discourse meditation, as soon as you see someone and even the wind from that person was not hitting your body, you take that one as beauty, and then the still water, remember, that one is actually shaking. It shakes, and then what we construct, you construct this, the body that is birthed in this world, and then, you know, the jhana world, the space is infinite, and so on. So you start with a little thing, and then you made a really big one. Whatever thing we construct, we cling to that one. So let us go to the next slide, slide number 7. Here you can see to the previous diagram, we have added the craving part in the diagram, and also taint of existence is marked in the diagram. So here you can see the contact as nutriment path, and it is going to the sadness down below that line, and the self-theory clinging to 1.1 lust line, the intersection point is taint of existence. So to every feeling we give a value without knowing the end result is that suffering. So we do not know this the product that we make is suffering. If we don't have this craving, you can see from the craving you get the volition, and then volition you get the self. And then if you have self, the post-perception of that one is the taint of existence, bhavasrava. So if there is no craving, then we don't get a chance for this taint of existence. And at that particular time, you go to measureless state of compassion. This is the second exit point. You know, we are in the Mara's cage. And so, to get out of that one, we use this Brahma Vihara. That the loving kindness, metta, compassion and so on. So this is, you can see, is the second exit point to get out of this one. In other words, that we are not going from the painfulness in change to painfulness as pain. The taint of existence is saying that I want an I. Now for you to have a feeling, I want to have an I to see things, to hear and so on. By the time we actually look at the form, you know that this is pleasurable and so on, then at that particular point that I become, I am. The ear become, I am. If we do not give value to the feeling, we reach this karuna pramana, immeasurable state of compassion. When you do that one, then we are not saying that I need I need an ear, and so on. So, in other words, what we are saying here, I am not going to pour. Let us say we are pouring five kind of water here, that the form, feeling, perception, volitional formation and consciousness. So, I am going to pour something due to feeling to the self-theory clinging. So, therefore, due to self-theory clinging, we are pouring something and then we are coming to birth. So that particular path of suffering will not be there for me. In other words, whatever parts in acquisition of individuality that is due to feeling will decrease. Gain due to feeling reduces. This reduces attabhava patilabha. In other words, this the acquisition of individuality will be reduced due to feeling. And if it is happening, then this fraud will decline. By taking something as mine, and you get the fraud. So that fraud part is declining. So that is slide number 7. So let us go to slide number 8. In slide number 8, you can see that we have marked further things over here. That immorality is marked over here. The taint of views is there. And then the kosajja means that indolence is marked. And then there is an arrow from perception of self to perception of permanency. And the rest of the diagram as before in slide 7 is here. 7 Arahan from the Agnita Brahma realm one day came and said a gatha. So let us look at that gatha in slide 9 and then come back to this slide. So the gatha, that stanza is, not restraint of sense faculties allows our desire to see forms from the eye. We need an eye for this. This is like a dialogue. Who says this one? The taint of existence. It is better this way. Who says this one? It is the conceit. Therefore I do this. Who is this? Volitional formations. The volitional formations are the ones that constructing this I and so on. When we construct, we cling. Who is this? It is the craving. After constructing, we cling. I am not going to give up. Who is this? It is the ignorance. Because the ignorance is saying it is permanent. So I am not giving up. We suffer in this way. What is the name of this person? I making and my making. So this gatha is nice. You can meditate sometime using this gatha. Now you don't need for this discussion, you don't need the whole 7 lines. You just need only 3. Not restraint of sense faculties allows us desire to see forms from the eye. we need an eye for this one. For me to have happiness, so I need to have eye. So that the taint of existence is saying this one. It is better this way. Conceit is saying it is better this way. So let us look at the third one. If you recall the third noble truth, the noble truth of cessation of suffering, then it is better this way. The third line of Gatha should be declining. Since the third noble truth says it is the complete fading away and extension of craving is the cessation of suffering. So if there is conceit, then the conceit gives the value of permanency to the perception of self. It is like the idea, it is good to be like this, or we can do this. For example, a carpenter may think, I will make a good table. So with this understanding, let us go back to slide 8. So you can see the conceit is giving a value. So you can see there is this thing, perception of self. And from the perception of self, we get the perception of permanency. And the conceit is making the jack. And down below you can see this immorality is written. This is the Dhamma that Tapasya Buddhasiya taught me. You can see here, there is this stinginess. So, if there is this stinginess, normally we mark that one as 7.2 in Tayo Dhamma Sutta. From 7.2, then you are going to immorality. 6.2. That is coming from Tayo Dhamma Sutta. And again from Chula Asapura Sutta, it says from the stinginess, what you get is fraud over here. Sati. So now, what you can see, whatever immorality we have, for that immorality, we get conceit. If there is conceit, then it is supporting for us to go from the perception of self to perception of permanency. So giving a value of permanency to the self. Remember, we discussed this one in a 4-day course as well, that a farmer, a poor person, who is eating one meal for a day, and next day he is not eating, he hasn't got anything to eat, and this person is going to another village, and then in that village he see there is a big house, 2-story building, and a big gate, and someone is coming from a Benz car from that house. And then he asks the people in the village, who is that person? Those people are saying, that is the person who is having a chicken farm. So this poor farmer is also thinking, oh, let me do the same. So then he is actually having a chicken farm, and then he is living in a 2-story house, and he has got a Benz car. His children are going to international school. So one day he hears that a monk in the temple is preaching Dhamma today. So he takes this 8 requisite robe material to offer to the monk and go to the temple to hear Dhamma. So this 8 requisite robe material are with him in his lap. When the monk is preaching, he is saying, it is not to do killing. If you do that one, you are going to hell. So this farmer, now the chicken farm person, he is now looking at the 8 requisite robe material. And then he is looking at his left side and the right side. All the people there, poor people, they don't have with this 8 requisite robe material. So these are poor people. And I can actually offer this 8 requisite robe materials to the monk because I do this killing chicken. When I am coming to the temple, when I am getting down from the Benz car, the people are opening my door of the Benz car smiling and calling me sir. Earlier, I didn't have anything to eat. And then now I have things to eat. Now even the doctor is coming to my house to look after me. My children are going to international school. Now this person is now arrogant, isn't it? So he got the conceit. He got conceit for what? Killing chicken. Now having applied that one to the farm person, apply this one to yourself. Now we are also getting dressed. You know, wear tie coats and then getting down from the car saying we are going to work. Where are we going? We are going to stealing. We are going to steal. So, we have become arrogant for stealing. Like the farmer was arrogant for killing. So now you can see that is the immorality. 6.2. So from the immorality, then you this person become arrogant, conceit is there. If the conceit is there, then you get perception of self to the perception of permanency. Then we are done. Because then, like pouring water to the self-theory clinging, and then we are going to come into 1.1 lust, and then we have the birth. And then there is suffering. You can see, if there is conceit, conceit says it is better this way, that gatha we look at. Then we assign perception of permanency to the perception of self. Now we got the self. Now immorality, because of the immorality, you have the conceit. Since you have the conceit that I am person killing chicken and I am going on a Benz car and so on, then you can't give up the immorality. So it arrow goes both way. It says that we should get rid of this 6.2 immorality and maintain metta. The metta should be unshaken by non-faith, indolence, that is kosajja here in Pali, lack of seriousness, pamada, and the restlessness, uddacca, and the ignorance, avidya. This is mentioned in Patisambhidhamaka. Now there is a discourse called Sangharva Sutta. And in that discourse, a Brahmin was asking Buddha, why is it that this mantra, you know, the poems and so on, that we can recite very easily, but sometimes we can't remember them. Why is it that? Then Buddha said to that Brahmin, Brahmin, it is because of the five hindrances. So when there is five hindrances, whatever thing inside you is actually disparaging. Now you learn in slide 4, if you have disparaging, then you get the stinginess. It is the gain. Now what is happening if there is stinginess of gain? Then you can see back in slide 8, then there is stinginess, then the immorality. From the immorality, the conceit. From the conceit, we assign a value to the self as permanent. And then we are done. Self-theory clinging to the birth. Now, in that moment I thought, having seen this scenario, I started spreading loving kindness. So, metta with faith. Shraddha. Buddha said, don't do slander. You know, if there is slander, then you can see that stinginess is coming up. So don't do these evil things, lying, harsh speech and so on. And that is this metta. Our metta, loving kindness, should be unshaken by non-faith. And metta should be unshaken by indolence. So in other words, we need to have the metta with effort, not to have indolence. If you don't have effort, then you take these sick perceptions and then you get this indolence. And then, third one over here, lack of seriousness. So the opposite of that one would be mindfulness. In other words, having seen arising and passing away phenomena, we should not neglectful about the effort. What is the arising and passing away phenomena. Because if I get the stinginess, then stinginess for gain, then I will get this indolence, kosajya. So then I should not be neglectful about the effort. So now you can actually see where we are heading. A pattern, isn't it? Which we have studied in patient way with quick realization. Resolve faith upon training. Exerting energy upon them. Establishing mindfulness upon them. Remember? Resolve faith upon training. I don't want this slander and so on. So then we have this exerting energy. Establishing mindfulness. And the fourth one would be concentrating cognizance upon them. So it is befitting to say at this particular moment that the concentrating cognizance upon them, you can see this line over here, immorality 6.2 and 7.3. And if you extend that line to the left side, so this diagram will be split in half. So the top part of that diagram is my making. That is the construction of consciousness. And the bottom part, you can see below that line is the maintenance. That is I making. So if one does not consider that it is a gain for constructing mind and maintenance of it, then he or she can relinquish the life force. So the fifth one would be to have the wisdom, so the ignorance will be gone. Now, this line from immorality 6.2 and 7.3, indolence, kosajya, and then if you extend that line to the left side, it is coming over here, just underneath this contact over here. So that is the 5.3 in Tayodhama. That is the reproaching mind. The reproaching mind means that you can see that this person who is killing chicken, now bloody handed, then he is actually thinking, oh, I am such a person. I used to be a good person, not killing. Now I am a bloody handed person, killing living things. So he would blame himself. So the reproaching mind is there. And if you extend that line little bit to the left, then what you get is the sensual desire. Now you can see, if you have sensual desire, then what will happen? Focus on the Ananjasappaya Sutta as well. From this sensuality, what you are getting is sadness, isn't it? So if there is sensual desire, then you get the immorality. If there is immorality, then you get the conceit. And for when you have conceit, then you are assigning a value of permanency to the perception of self. So now you can see that it is permanent, it is coming to the self theory clinging, you are pouring this water and coming to this 1.1 lust, and then you get the birth suffering. So that is the meditation part. You think about the sensual desire. And then because of that one, we get the immorality, then the conceit and the permanency, and then you get this birth and suffering. And that is the major meditation over here. And you can also sort of observe a relationship between what we have discussed in Ananjasappaya Sutra. Remember, we wrote down 1A, 1B, 1C, and down below 2A, 2B, 2C. Now start with the 2A here, that this particular line, sensual desire to the immorality. So this one is coming from lamentation to sorrow. Then we are going to 1A, from the physical nutriment to the perception. So it's like this particular line is rotating clockwise. And then from perception, you are going to the volition. And then you are going from sorrow to sadness, 2B. So the line is rotating clockwise further. And then from volition, you are going to consciousness, means that you are going from sadness to suffering. So then you can see this, the other line is form. You know, line from 1.1 to the self theory, clinging. So this line was sort of rotating, and then you got this line. Remember, all these things happen by that shake in the still water, which you learn from the slide 5. As soon as you see a person, you know, you take this one as a beauty, and the result will be as such. So we mentioned your meditation over here. So let us go to slide number 10. We covered like slide number 9, so going to slide number 10. So here you can see there is a diagram. The physical nutriment is there, perception of beauty. And for that beauty, you get the conceit. Conceit says what became Subha, beauty, is good. Subha means beauty. And if there is conceit, you can see, then we are going from this mental volition to self-theory clinging. Atto adupadam. So the self, perception of self to perception of permanency. It is making the jack. So here we have written my making. And the below, the I making. The end result is going bad way through fear. This diagram summarizes this whole doctrine of Buddhism in a way. And if you understand this one, this is the problem that is actually occurring because of this stinginess regarding gain. Then this is what is happening to us. So when I look at this one in my meditation, what I understood is everyone except arahants are going bad day through fear, thinking my mind formations will be broken. If you see this, then you spread loving kindness to all the living beings in those planes. I making tells the my making about them something like, please be careful with the eye. You see, our eye was made by the eye making, ahinkar. So it is telling the my making, please be careful. You know, someone told me that one day that when he was in an airport, from his finger, his eye got damaged. So it's like that eye making construct the eye, and the my making is using it properly. You know, so be careful. Eye, ear, that became beauty. So we have to be careful. So now we discuss all the slides and we mention the meditation part. So let us go back to the discourse. So here, then the Blessed One addressed the Venerable Ananda. Go Ananda, do what you think it is now time to do. Responding, as you say, Lord, to the Blessed One, Venerable Ananda got up from his seat, bowed down to the Blessed One, and after circling him to the right, went to sit under a tree not far from the Blessed One. Then not long after Venerable Ananda had left, Mara, the evil one, went to the Blessed One and on arrival stood on one side. As he was standing there, he said to the Blessed One, may the Blessed One totally unbind now, Lord. May the one well gone totally unbind now, Lord. In other words, he's asking him to attain Nibbana. Now is the time for Blessed One's total unbinding. Lord, after all these words were said by the Blessed One, evil one, I will not unbind as long as my monk disciples are not yet experienced, trained, attained to confidence, desiring rest from the yoke, learned, maintaining the Dhamma, practicing the Dhamma in line with the Dhamma, practicing masterfully, living in line with Dhamma, declaring the Dhamma, after having learned it from their own teachers, teaching it, describing, setting it forth, revealing it, explaining, making it plain, well refuting, in line with the Dhamma. Any exposing teaching that have arisen, teaching the Dhamma with its marvels. Well, it looks like that Buddha has told Mara, evil one, before, when he was asking to attain Nibbana. That discourse we cannot find anywhere. It must be in those destroyed discourses. Now, Mara is saying, but now, Lord, the blessed ones, monk disciples are experienced, trained, attained confidence, desiring rest from the yoke, learned, maintaining the Dhamma, practicing the Dhamma in line with Dhamma, practicing masterfully, living in line with Dhamma, declaring Dhamma after having learned it from their own teachers, teaching it, describing it, setting it forth, revealing it, explaining it, making it plain, well refuting, in line with Dhamma and opposing teachings that have arisen, teaching the Dhamma with its marvels. May the blessed one totally unbind now, Lord. May the one well gone totally unbind now, Lord. Now is the time for blessed one's total unbind, Lord. Now is the time for blessed one's total unbinding, Lord. After all these words were said by the blessed one, the evil one, I will not totally unbind. As long as my non-disciples, my male lay follower disciples, my female lay follower disciples are not yet experienced, trained, attained to maturity. So as before, you know, opposing teaching that have arisen, teaching the Dhamma with its marvel. But now, Lord, the blessed ones, female lay followers, disciples are experienced, trained, attained. May the blessed one totally unbind now. May the one veil gone totally unbind now. Lord, now is the time for blessed ones' total unbinding. Lord, after all these words were said by the blessed one, evil one, I will not totally unbind. As long as this holy life of mine is not powerful, prosperous, widely spread, disseminated among many people, well expounded as far as there are devas and human beings. But now, Lord, the blessed one's holy life is powerful, prosperous, widely spread, disseminated among many people, well expounded as far as there are devas and human beings. May the blessed one totally unbind now. Lord, may the one well gone totally unbind now. Lord, now is the time for the blessed one's total unbinding, Lord. When this was said, the blessed one said to Mara, the most evil one, relax, evil one. It won't be long until the Tathagata's total unbinding. In 3 months' time from now, the Tathagata will totally unbind. Thus at the Pavala shrine, mindful and alert, the blessed one relinquished the fabrications, that the volitional formations of life. And as the blessed one relinquished the fabrications of life, there was a great earthquake, frightening and hair-raising, along with cracks of thunder. Then on realizing the significance of that, the blessed one on that occasion exclaimed, comparing the incomparable with coming into being, the sage relinquished the fabrication of becoming. Inwardly joyful, centered, he split his own coming into being like a coat of mail. So this is a gatha that Tulumatalancha Sambhavam Bhavasankara Ma Vasaji Muni Ajyatra To Samahiti Abindi Kavachamicha Sambhavanti. This gatha, the stilled one dropped the being determinant that gives existence measured and unmeasured, and happy in himself and concentrated self-existence, he sundered like a male coat. So, you know, when we say sensual desire, for example, we can say the gratification is this much, disappointment is this much. You can measure it. Now, when we talk about the Nibbana, Nibbana cannot be measured. You cannot say this is this much, because there is nothing to compare to the Nibbana. We have discussed in the 4-day course as well how to define this hate. You know, one would be thinking there is this internal concentration. Ajyattaratu samahite. Vikkepa patisaharanam. In other words, we think that we can live with a concentration and it is lasting. And that is actually a delusion. No one can live. You know, you can go to eighth jhana, but after 84,000 great eons, you are dying. So the Buddha removed this life force. You see, Buddha's sleeping only 1 hour for a day, and he has been using this technique called repair. You see, you can repair your body. Buddha has been using that repair technique. Buddha is no longer repairing his body. So he gave it up. The repairing of the body, you see, a house is constructed, and if you are not maintaining it, it will then fall apart. So exactly in 3 months' time, this will fall apart. That's how Buddha relinquished life force, so that it will be breaking in 3 months' time. So the self-existence is handled like a mail court, mean that, you know, if you go to a war, and if there is a court from a arrow, you can split it. So like that one, Buddha renounced this one, this life force. So that is the discourse. Now, how do we do the meditation part? For the meditation part, you can basically enter this diagram in slide 3. That is by painful way with slow realization. So when you have the effort, then you get the concentration into desire. And then you have metta, and that one you get into the chitta samadhi, concentration due to mind. How to go through this diagram, and that is what we have actually explained here in the slide 4. So in order to maintain this concentration due to desire, we should not have things that are closely connected to hate. Those are the ones written in slide number 4. Then you can go to vimansa, that is this you would reach concentration due to investigation. And for us to learn that how to go from vimansa, investigation, into effort part, you need to learn a little bit. That is the mind factor we discuss. And then we understood we are pouring some like a water through the self theory clinging as permanent. And then what you get into 1.1 lust in slide 6. And then you get birth. And so slide 7 sort of describing the scenario when you are pouring feeling part of the water, and this is happening. And if you understand that if I have craving, then I get the self. Because of the self, we get the existence. Now, if you understand this suffering, then you are not going to pour this water part because of the feeling. You know, we were talking about 5 kinds of thing that we are pouring over here. So it is easy to sort of understand. We think like a water pouring over there. So because of the feeling, that whatever the contribution for our suffering from the feeling part is removed, and then therefore we won't be getting birth. And then our main meditation slide is number 8. What we are looking at over here is, if there is stinginess, then we get the immorality. If there is stinginess, we get this fraud. So when there is immorality, we get the conceit. Look at the chicken farm example. And if there is conceit, then I am making a jack from perception of self to perception of permanency. So if it happens, then we are pouring this water over here to the self theory clinging, and then we are coming to the birth, and then we are done. We get the suffering. Now, then you extend this line, and then you get the reproaching mind. And if you extend a little bit to the left side, then you can see what we are getting is sensual desire. So if you have sensual desire, then the immorality, from the immorality, the conceit, then you can see water pouring thing, and then you are getting this suffering. So that is the major meditation. So one has to maintain metta. Remember, we were talking about this. We have written opposite of this one. So resolve faith upon training, exerting energy upon them, and so on, which you learn in the pleasant way with quick realization, has to be used over here. So that is the meditation.